one for you, Xander. A few weeks ago, we had a lot of feedback around us talking about a piece on microgravity and bone density in astronauts, and Paul is reacting to that, and he says, are there any other impacts on the human body of being exposed to microgravity, and will this inhibit or limit our chances of colonising other planets?
Yeah, there's quite a few difficulties that we have with microgravity. We're really not designed. I mean, we have been experiencing lots of different conditions as we've been evolving, but the Earth's gravity has been a complete constant throughout all of that. So we've really adapted to precisely the gravity that we experience on Earth. There are a few things that people find when astronauts come back from the International Space Station, for example, that they experience. There was one study in particular which was quite cool because they had a pair of twins, one of whom was an astronaut and went up there, and one of whom stayed on Earth. So that when he came back, they were able to compare between the two. And that's just one example of several studies. But the main things that you get, decreased bone density, as the question said, that decreases, I think, by about 1 or 2% per month, which is, you know, quite significant if you're up there for several months at a time. Your muscle mass goes down, obviously, because you don't have to fight gravity all the time, so you kind of atrophy. There's a particular problem with the heart, because, I mean, normally here on Earth, the heart has to pump blood upwards to the head, but in space you don't have to do that. So your heart kind of atrophies over time, and then you have decreased blood pressure, and it starts to become a problem.
I was just thinking, when you're talking about all of that, the news the other day that they're training the first astronaut who has an artificial limb, and the difficulties that they were facing when they were training on that vomit comet, which was trying to get their leg to bend.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, in pretty much any field of life, if you have a disability, that's going to be... Often people don't think about that kind of thing when they're designing the experiences people are going to have.
So in other words, yeah, it will be a problem. And we need... But it can be surmounted. We need to think about the fact that our physiology isn't necessarily adapted to these other places, and compensate, whether that's compensating with drugs, with exercise, or with other ways of keeping people fit and healthy.
Yeah, and the way that they typically try and mitigate this kind of thing is by primarily exercise. I mean, there was a great example, Tim Peake, when he was still up there, he ran a marathon, was it, or a half marathon? And the way it worked is he was on a treadmill and he was kind of strapped downwards to the quote-unquote floor.
You've got to have impact, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to
load,
have resistance.
Load your muscles and your bones.
Exactly.
Otherwise they, as you say, fall apart and atrophy. And you come home with the skeleton of a 70-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, when they come back to Earth, they do typically have some moderate physiotherapy that they have to go through and to be like a functioning person again once they come back.